All right, Marcella, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine so far.
You're fine so far. That's good to hear. We were just telling our viewers and listeners that we met with you a few weeks ago, talking about guns, and it was letting the listeners and viewers know that it's not particularly about what they think it is about guns, but more so about gun safety. So we'll jump right into it with the first question. Gettysburg for Gun Sense was created in 2014. What was the primary reason behind creating Gettysburg for Gun Sense?
Well, a number of us were quite appalled by the terrible tragedy in Sandy Hook that took the lives of the 20 first graders and six adults. And we wanted to see what we could do about it. We wanted to educate ourselves about guns and to find out what we could do to prevent gun violence in our communities and in our state.
So that was a tragic event regarding the teachers and students that lost their lives. What are some of the statistics that represent deaths regarding guns? I know you shared some numbers with us that were kind of staggering. Mm-hmm. Can you share some of those with our listeners and particularly some regarding the deaths in just within Adams County, and then just some of the things that you encounter, you know, when it comes to these numbers?
Yes, I will. In Adams County, the vast majority of gun deaths are gun suicides. And since 2017, there have been 101 total suicides, 72 of which were done by gunshots. That was until this year. This year so far, there have been 4 suicides, and all of those have been by gun. That means approximately 75% of Adams County suicides are using guns. And unfortunately, using a gun to try to kill yourself is almost always lethal, 90% of the time. And there's no coming back, and the devastation that suffered by all the family members and the friends and the colleagues and the wider community is so terrible that trying to do something to keep someone from using a gun to kill themselves is something that we would like to try to do. So we have been working with Healthy Adams County, their Suicide Prevention Task Force, to see what we can do to lower the numbers, to educate people, to try to do what we can to prevent these tragedies.
And how long have you all been working with Healthy Adams County?
I believe at least 7 years, because that's where the statistics I have are from 7 years ago.
Now, how many active members do you guys have?
We have up to almost 20 now. Okay. We started out with only 8 or 10 people, and we've lost some over the years, but we've gained a few, and now we're up to 20, and we have quite a few who are very active and very interested in doing whatever we can do to educate the public and educate ourselves. We have had, we have held vigils, we have had book discussions, we have shown films, and always inviting people to attend to learn more about firearms and how they affect our community and our state.
So how active is Gettysburg for Gun Sense in the political realm? I know you shared with us there when we interviewed you a few weeks ago that there's some legislation
which I actually saw on the news after you told us that.
Yeah.
I actually saw it. So when I saw it, I was able to resonate with it because you had just spoken to us about it. So.
Right.
Go ahead, Lawrence. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Well, we have been advocating with our legislators a number of years now to pass some sensible gun sense regulations. And the ones that we feel that are most important that would help to lower the gun violence because of suicide are three. There's House Bill 1018, which is the Extreme Risk Protection Order bill. This bill would allow a family member or police officers, if they encounter someone who they feel is a threat to themselves or to others, to temporarily remove firearms from their possession. Now, they would first have to go to a judge. They would have to have evidence, so it can't just be done automatically. And the person has an opportunity to state their case. But if, in fact, they feel that it would be a safety measure to take those firearms away, they would do that and keep them temporarily until the crisis is over. And then they would be allowed to petition to have them back. This is, we feel, that would be a very important bill. The House passed this bill in May of 2023 and sent it to the Senate, and it has just languished there without any hearings or votes. So we're anxious for people to maybe contact their senators and ask them to please vote on this bill and to vote for it. The second one is House Bill 714, which would require universal background checks for all firearms. That would include firearms that are sold at gun shows or in private sales. And right now, Pennsylvania does not require those background checks for long guns that are sold in those ways. So that would be helpful to prevent someone from obtaining a weapon and using it to either shoot themselves or others. And then the third bill is House Bill 1629, which would require safe storage of firearms where children may be present. Now, this bill is right now in the House, and we're hoping that it will be voted on shortly. And then there is another bill that I don't think I told you about, House Bill 1157, which would require timely mental health reporting. That way, to go into the background check system, they should indicate that someone is having a mental health crisis, and then that could be, so that would prevent someone from purchasing a firearm that they might use in a tragic way.
So what you share with, excuse me, so what you just share with us, it doesn't, with the Gettysburg for Gun Sense, the name is terrific, but I don't think those are difficult bills or laws that should be implemented. They're all sensible laws. Mm-hmm. I mean, keeping your guns locked up and safe,
yep.
Mental wellness checks, basically, mm-hmm. for making sure individuals are capable of owning a firearm.
Having a mental health background
check. Having the background check, mm-hmm. universal background check, temporarily removal of weapons for certain situations. I think those are all reasonable and understandable reasons to have, weapons removed out of the home. So I don't think that's difficult for anyone to say, yeah, this is not what it should be.
Exactly.
So my next question for you is, so Gettysburg for Gun Sense is not about the removal of guns out of the home or saying someone should not own a weapon.
Absolutely not. What our mission statement is, Gettysburg for Gun Sense is preventing gun violence through education and gun regulation consistent with the rights of responsible gun owners.
Mm-hmm. You hear what she said? Responsible gun owners.
Responsible.
And that's what this is geared towards. And that's why we were happy we were able to speak with someone from Gun Sense, because it gives us insight on gun safety. And as she has spoke about it, it has given us a lot of insight on how to protect yourself, which brings me into this little contraption here. Prior to the interview, we went over and we were able to look at some of the stuff that Gun Sense had. They're giving away these free gun locks. So if you get down here, you're a legal, responsible gun owner, something like this is what you need. Can you explain to us exactly what this is and how it works?
I wish I could.
Okay. I believe I can explain it. So,
okay.
Thank you.
So when you have, because I have one.
Yes. He is a legal, responsible gun owner. Okay.
So when you take out the clip that holds the magazine that holds the bullets.
Yes.
You pull the chamber back and it locks into place.
Yes.
You take this, you unlock it, you slide it into the injection port of the gun, slide it down through where the clip is held by the gun, and then you put the lock and you lock it back on, turn the key, of course, to keep it locked. And that way, you cannot insert a clip or a magazine into the gun for it to be active.
Okay.
So that prevents anyone. You can't stick a magazine in there at all. To a magazine in there that's holding ammunition. So
it's free, guys.
It is free.
It's free.
It is free.
So. Thank you so much. I'm not a gun owner, so we were given these gun locks by the Veterans Administration in through the Lebanon region. They sent us 100 of them. So we've been trying to give them out to whoever would like one. We have given a whole box of them to Redding's Hardware, and that they have them there for anyone to take, that they're free. The point of the gun lock is that if someone in a moment of, you know, really they're depressed, something has happened, and they're thinking, that's it, I can't live anymore, if they have to go through the process of unlocking a gun and, you know, loading it, then maybe that little bit of time mm-hmm. might help to
deter
make
them
think twice.
Right.
And so, and then, of course, it does keep them safe from children who might, you know, accidentally find a gun that's, especially if it's loaded, you just don't want that to happen. You just can't imagine the grief and the tragedy of a small child shooting themselves or somebody else.
Yes.
So, you know, we would really love to have anybody who would like a free gun lock to come to our table.
Right.
Come on down.
Before we let you go out, you spoke about the children. Can you give us safety guidelines when it comes to protecting our children within a home? What are the guidelines that you guys would say would be?
Sure. Absolutely. First of all, if you have a gun, keep it locked and unloaded and keep the ammunition stored separately.
Okay.
Particularly if you're, especially with small children around, but even with teenagers,
yes. You
know, teenagers sometimes think, wow, this is, something I want to show my friends,
right.
And, you know, and then if it's loaded and if it's right there handy, then it's going to, could be a tragedy. The other thing that I was going to say is that, it's escaped me now.
Take your time.
Oh. Talking about safety, talking about kids.
Right. Yes. If your children go to another person's house mm-hmm. to play, it's really important to know whether that house has a gun
as well.
Somewhere. And it's a difficult question to ask, but it's important. If you want to ask your friend or your neighbor where your kids are going to play, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, there's not a gun around that works. They might be playing with it or find it. So, you know, just be unafraid to just ask that question.
Absolutely.
That keeps kids safe and keeps your kids and other kids safe. That
was absolutely.
Awesome.
Marcella, we thank you very much for coming over this morning. We appreciate it. Thank you and your team for what you all do and being active members of the community. The thing that I find to be the most staggering is we interviewed our last show on our podcast last year was interviewing two individuals who had lost their children to suicide by gun. And then you shared with us about the numbers for this year regarding suicide. And two of the four victims I knew, or I knew someone that knew them directly. So you are creating that awareness about these things that
yes.
many of us in Adams County do not know.
Yes.
In 101 deaths by suicide, 72 of them by guns is staggering, and I don't think many people know those numbers. So thank you for sharing that, and
yes.
we greatly appreciate what you and your team are doing.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm glad to meet both of you.
Yeah, glad
thank
to meet
you.
You as well. Thank you. And don't forget, guys, these are free.
They are free.
So stop past Gun Sense and get your gun locked. They're free.
Want to make sure that we're all aware that today's show is put on by AIS Junk Removal and Lawrence Williams Health Insurance. We are going to move into our next guest, Michelle Shearer from True North Wellness. I actually have not seen her out here at all, but she should know that she's up next. So we'll see her shortly. So we're going to get Miss Marcella out of here, and then we'll be right back with you. Just give me 1 second here.
Just one more little thing to say. We do have a lot of other materials at our table that have to do with suicide, other things to do with how to keep your children safe, all kinds of materials. Yep, and we'd be happy to have you stop by and pick up some materials that might be very informational for you and helpful.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.